today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity. Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. We're going to speak about motherhood in Islam. Today, Thursday, is the 21st of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 4th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. This is verse 14 of chapter Luqman. Let's bless this moment.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير.
And we have enjoined upon man care for his parents. His mother carried him, increasing her in weakness upon weakness, and his weaning is in 2 years. Be grateful to me and to your parents. To me is the final destination.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the verse under discussion, at first, the kindness to parents has been recommended. Then the Quran points to the course of mothers' pregnancy in order to awaken the moral conscience of man and that he should not forsake the events of the past. He must always remember that his mother bore him and fed him with her own milk. She dispensed with her sleep and food for the sake of his tranquility in a manner that no one was ready to bear such troubles.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
As I told you, the topic of this episode is about motherhood in Islam. Every society is made up of blocks of family units. The stronger each block is, the stronger the structure of the family. Families are thus the building blocks upon which rests the fate of society. For the development of good families, the mother plays a vital role. Many women today have aspirations of progress in their careers and degrees in various fields. However, it is indisputable that the most important achievement of a mother is the raising of the sensible, virtuous child, virtuous children who will then move on to build other strong blocks for society. It has been said that it is easy to bear children, but it is difficult to raise them well. In that lies the challenge for all mothers.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We shall be talking again the status and position of women. Lady Fatima Zahra is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife and mother, as we said earlier. The personality dimensions of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha are not related to a specific period of time. And her lifestyle is a worthy example and model for all ages. She is not only an exemplary and unique model in housekeeping, husbandry and raising children, but also in other fields, and the manifestation of the Islamic lifestyle is crystallized in the biography of Siddiqatul Kubra, Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. What is important is that the basic pillar and cultural infrastructure in any society is the mother. And if there is a cultural inadequacy in the society, or high personalities and ideas are born, and the origin of all of them is the mother, no society will taste the taste of independence and dignity unless its women find dignity. Therefore, it is possible to consider Lady Fatima salamullah alayha as the mother of culture of the school of Ahlul Bayt and the Islamic revolution. And the teachings are like inspiration to all Muslim men and women who with their lives provide the ground for the emergence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
In this part, the strength of a mother. This is today's special. Setting clear goals. A mother has to know what she expects from her children and then explain that to them. It is not enough to want good children. The children must know what exactly is expected from them and what the mother wants them to do. Sometimes the mother tells the child to lay the table properly because it has not been explained to the child what probably means he does not the way he thinks it right. The child may consequently be blamed for being sloppy or lazy for not seeing the table right. The frustration and heartache could have been avoided if the child knew exactly what was expected from him rather than a vague order to lay the table. The same can be applied to all chores, behavior with others, academic achievements, and etc. The mother must have definite goals of what she wants and make them clear. In this part, one tip for Muslim mother, and that is treating all our children equally. Often people are in the habit of treating children unequally, especially when it comes to gender. Boys are often prioritized over girls. They are provided with more resources as compared to girls, or sometimes intelligent or attractive child receives more attention. This biased attitude can develop a lot of inferiority complexes and other issues in our child. Islam prefers equality. Although men are given more authority in some cases, it is written nowhere to treat children unequally. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad loved his daughter too much.
One day, a man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and he tells him, Ya Rasulullah, I want to go to jihad. I want to join the Muslims in jihad, in defending Islam and the Muslim community. Rasulullah tells him, he tells Rasulullah, but I am the only son of my parents. My parents don't have any other son. And he tells him, when I left my parents to say goodbye to them, my parents were crying. My mother was crying when I left the house because I'm going to jihad. She was crying when she was saying goodbye to me. Rasulullah tells him, leave the jihad and go back and serve your mother. Imagine how much reward you have to be a shaheed, to do jihad in the way of Allah. Rasulullah tells him, leave the jihad and go back and make your mother smile and laugh the same way you made her cry when you left her. And then he tells him, this is a greater act of jihad. He says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَأُنْسُهُمَا بِكَ لَيْلَةً يَوْمًا وَلَيْلَةً خَيْرٌ مِّن جِهَادِ سَنَةً. He says, by the one, Rasulullah, he does a qasam. He says, by the one whom my life is in his hands, meaning by God, if your parents are pleased with you for one day and night, layla, yawman wa layla, that is more rewarding for you than jihad for one full year. One full year of fighting in the way of Allah and the struggles of jihad. You keep your parents pleased with you for one day, that is much greater. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the akhlaq of Islam. This is what Islam teaches us. Two very important relationships. One is relationship with God. You have to have a healthy relationship with God. And second, with people around you. And beginning with your parents. Today, unfortunately, we see many, they disrespect their parents. Many, they treat their parents not in the right way, not in the way that they're supposed to. They leave their parents and they're not there for them to serve them. They show disrespect in the way that they speak to them. And this is haram. This is something that will bring the ghadab, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. You have to take care of your family. And if someone has shortcomings with their family, then this person will see the punishment in this dunya and in the afterlife. Someone who does not have a healthy relationship with their parents, especially with your mother, this person will not see happiness, will not see tawfiq in this dunya.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special about Muslim mother. Inshallah, we continue to know more about this topic on the next episode of today's special. So follow us at parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي